patients. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
The following program to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Oh, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Week three of the NFL, college football in full throttle. We almost had some craziness in the Pac-12 After Dark, baby, with his Beavs, my man. Mike Wilson, the Oregon State Beavers, almost pulled it out over USC, but it wasn't meant to be. My Golden Gophers going to East Lansing, Michigan State, and whooping up all day long. What happened to the Wisconsin Badgers? Holy hell. I can't believe this Mertz kid. He's terrible. I could go on for days about what I'm seeing in college football, but let me welcome in the man, the myth, the legend that is my partner, Mike Wilson. Good morning, brother. How are you, pal?
Well, I'm a little disappointed in my Beavs. I thought they were going to pull it out last night, but there is a lot of craziness. I watched that Wisconsin game for a bit. You're right, that quarterback is not very good, and I wonder where or who recruited him and said, hey, he'd be a good fit for the program. But Ohio State looked good. Again, Alabama did what they're supposed to do. The top-ranked teams kind of did what they were supposed to do. But the Trojans, look, they got some issues, but they escaped with a win, so they'll stay in the top 10.
Yeah, man, it's a crazy world we're living in right now. We got to dive into the Celtics issue. We got to talk about that. I know that's near and dear to your heart. A lot going on in golf, a lot going on all over the place, man. The Laver Cup with Rogers, final tournament game. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Right back, everybody.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
That's 800-788-1495.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Hi, Tom Baudette with a shout-out to Uncle Rick. You know him. He shows up at the family reunion in a muscle shirt without muscles, stealing noses off the kids' faces. He brings a nugget of wisdom, too, like staying at Motel 6. They have clean, comfortable rooms where he can kick off his flip-flops and great low rates, which is handy since he's always saving up for a speedboat or something. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you, Rick.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10-1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
All righty, everyone. Welcome back in. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I will be Andy Dorf hanging out with me and my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. And again, the Facebook page has been extremely active as we are now in the NFL football season and tons of posts out there. So engage with us on the Dorf on Sports fan page on Facebook. But without further ado, it's time to jump out to the phones, hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We talk baseball, we talk hockey, as he comes to us from Toronto, Canada. So it makes sense to talk, obviously it makes sense to talk hockey, but it makes sense to talk baseball once you hear this guy break things down. Good morning, John. How are you, man?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Taking a look around the league, you know, as we always do, we've seen this thing in the American League East get as close to maybe 4.5. We're now down back up to 8.5 above your Toronto Blue Jays, the Yankees I'm speaking of. And Aaron Judge is out there doing his thing with the 60 homers and, you know, all kinds of pressure to break Maris and all that stuff. And I think that he's going to do it. We all know he's going to do it. But at the same time, I wonder what that's doing for the ball club in a good way, to be honest with you, John, because I feel like they've kind of found their mojo a little bit here, the New York Yankees. Am I right a little bit, yes or no?
You're right. They went through a terrible spell from the All-Star break through the end of August, but in the month of September, they've really picked it up. They're 14-6, back to 500 now since July, so, you know, they got such a great start. We sort of thought that they were going to run away with this and everybody else was just going to run for second place. Then it looked like it was going to get interesting for a little while. As you mentioned, it got down to, I think it was 4.5 games at one point in the last couple of weeks. But the Blue Jays have lost a couple of games that they could have won, should have won, and the Yankees have turned on the gas, put their foot to the metal, and all of a sudden, they find themselves back up again with an 8.5 game lead and an elimination number of 3. So to your point, I don't think it's a question of if it's going to happen. I think it's a question of when it's going to happen. And the judge situation with the home runs just adds a little bit of variety to it and a little bit more interest and something we're all going to watch very carefully.
Good morning, John. I hope all is well. I mean, this is pretty simple to me. I mean, I know people debate it because you just want to debate something. But Aaron Judge is the AL MVP, isn't he?
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Hope everything is well with you. No question that he's the hands-down MVP. National League's a little bit more clouded. We can talk about that if we have time. But, you know, you look at the numbers in the American League and the numbers we all look at, of course, the big three, the batting average, the home runs, and the RBIs, the three so-called Triple Crown categories. He's first in RBIs with 128. That's a lead of 11 over Ramirez of Cleveland. He's second in batting average at 314. So I think he's 1 point behind there. 1 point this week he was leading the league in batting. So we know that that's a possibility. And Andy's talked about the 60 home runs, which is significantly more than anybody else in the National League, in the American League MVP race. So I think he's hands down the MVP, making himself look very smart now for turning down that what we thought at the time was an absolutely lucrative contract. We kind of wondered at the start of the season why he would do that. Now I guess we're seeing why he did that. Question is, how big is that check going to be, and is it the New York Yankees that are going to write it for the next year or the next 5 years, however many years he wants to play?
I think they got to do whatever they can to keep that guy in New York. That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. Let's talk Houston Astros because we haven't talked about them enough and what Dusty Baker has done in both the American League and the National League, winning 100 games with ball clubs. I mean, how good is this guy, John?
He is an excellent manager. He was a pretty decent player. I mean, he carved out a pretty reasonable career for himself as a power hitter, mostly with the Braves and the Dodgers. Every place he's been as a manager, he has won. He's never won the big one, which would be kind of nice to see him do, regardless of what people's thoughts are about the Houston Astros. I think if you want to look at Dusty Baker as an individual, it would be nice to see him win. I mean, he did well when he was with the Cubs. He did well with the Reds, the Nationals, the Giants. Now all of a sudden we're seeing him do very well with the Houston Astros, and as we all know, he inherited, I wouldn't say it was a mess, but it was certainly a troubled situation that he inherited and was asked to right the ship. But, you know, the Astros have got a very, very good team. They've got some great players, but, you know, we talk about pitching, and you look at they've got three starting pitchers in Verlander, Valdez, and Urquidy. All in contention for the American League Cy Young Award, and I think Verlander's kind of running away with that. He leads in almost every category, but you know, this is a team that's been pretty solid. They've done a very good job in fixing the holes that they have. Yes, they're playing in a bit of a weak division, which helps them, but at the end of the day, here's a ball club that's won 100 games with 2 weeks to play. That tells me that's a pretty good team. That tells me it's been well managed.
You know, John, we just finished talking about Aaron Judge and him being so far ahead in the home run race and the MVP race, and not the NL, but the American League. We just had a first ballot Hall of Famer, future first ballot Hall of Famer, hit 700 in Albert Pujols. Tell me just how impressive that is to you, and just tell me the kind of guy that you think Pujols is, because I think the world of this guy, not only what he does on the field, but certainly what he does off the field for kids and kids with special needs.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And let's take a look at the second part of your question first, and that is Albert Pujols is an individual, top-class guy, very humble for a guy who's hit 700 home runs. A couple of weeks ago when he passed Alex Rodriguez for the fourth most home runs in history. They were on the road in Pittsburgh. He was encouraged by his teammates to take a curtain call after the home run, which was a ninth-inning home run, gave the Cardinals the lead. He refused to go out and acknowledge it because he didn't think that was appropriate on the road. in today's day and age, when most athletes are going out and pounding themselves on the chests and waving to the fans and the stars and all of that other stuff, I think this tells us an awful lot about Albert Pujols as an individual, and I echo your thoughts on that 100%. Looking at what he's done, everybody thought when he signed back with St. Louis that this was kind of just a nice, good-feel story. I don't think anybody thought that he would come up with the numbers that he's come up with. Hitting .317 since the All-Star break, 15 home runs, 38 RBIs, an on-base percentage of .377 since the All-Star break. This guy is 42 years old, and all of these home runs have been key home runs at key points in games. He's hit them off left-handers, he's hit them off right-handers. They've a lot of these runs, none of them have been cheap. A lot of these home runs have either won ball games or got the Cardinals back into a ball game or given them a lead. There's been no three-run homers when the Cards were up 11-0 in the ninth inning. There's been nothing like that. But, you know, I looked at some numbers yesterday, and just to put Mr. Pujols' achievements into perspective, he's hit 700 home runs. If you take a look at Albert Bell with 381 and either Prince Fielder or Cecil Fielder with 319, take either one of those, that's 700 home runs. Dave Parker, 339 home runs. Joe DiMaggio, 361 home runs. Again, magic number of 700. But the one that really, really blew me away, Johnny Bench, 389 home runs. Ivan Rodriguez, 311 home runs. The math there tells you that that's also 700. That just blew me away, because that's two guys that I always thought of as being primary home run hitters when they were playing the game. You know, we think of all of these guys as serious threats to leave the park every time they stepped up to the plate. Pujols has equaled or bettered every one of those pairings. That tells me an awful lot about the man's ability and, of course, his longevity. But he's not just hanging on. He's contributing, and that's what's important.
I agree, man. It's been special to watch Albert Pujols have a great impact on the St. Louis Cardinals and what they're doing down the stretch. It's been fun. I'm not even a Cardinal fan, but I'm a fan of greatness, and this is greatness. We got to take a break. Speaking of greatness, we got to take a break. Well, the three of us, John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, will all be right back here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, John Poulter. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We're always live every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for your listening pleasure. You can get at us a few different ways, people. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. And then speaking of John Poulter, since we have him on the line with us as well, you can always check out John Poulter at, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, John, it's at 12 John Poulter, correct?
That's correct, Andy.
All righty. Let's talk some National League. We haven't done this as of late because they're just so damn good and they're whipping up on everybody. My big question for you about this Los Angeles Dodger team, John, is when you win 105 games and you still got time left to continue winning and racking up that win total, what does it mean if they don't wind up winning at all? Especially when before the season started, if I remember correctly, they said they're winning the World Series. So
yeah, Dave Roberts made that prediction.
Yep, Davey Roberts came out and said we're winning, right? So with all these wins and all the great things that they've done throughout the season, let's just play devil's advocate here. Let's just say it falls in their face and they don't win the World Series. How much of a disappointment is it for the Los Angeles Dodgers?
I think it's a huge disappointment for a number of reasons. They've been close for so many years. They've won 8 or 9 straight division titles. Most of those years, they've been the best team in baseball. There's been a lot of pressure on them. They've won their division with the exception of last year, where they were second to the Giants by 1 game. They've won their division fairly easily in almost all of those years. I mean, they're already 21 games ahead. They've had the division clinched this year for a number of weeks. We've known for a couple of months that they were going to win the division. It was just in the last couple of weeks that they've mathematically eliminated everybody else. But here's a team that has scored the most runs, given up the least runs, had the most wins, the least losses, three starting pitchers that are good candidates for the Cy Young Award. This tells me that this is a pretty solid baseball team. They added Freddie Freeman in the offseason. Not the worst guy you could add if you were looking to fill out your roster. I think it's a huge disappointment if they don't win, but quite frankly, I think either the Astros or the Yankees are going to give them a real good run for their money. The Yankees only have 93 wins, which is 12 wins less than the Dodgers, but to your point, the Yankees have picked it up again lately, so they're getting hot again at the right time. The Astros, we talked about earlier, they've won 100 games. They're only 5 games behind the Dodgers. Unlikely they're going to catch them for the most wins in the major leagues. But I think, you know, when you look at the National League Championship Series, which to me looks like the Braves and the Dodgers, and you look at the American League Championship Series, which looks like the Yankees and the Astros, I think we're looking, if everything goes according to Hoyle, I think we're looking at four pretty solid teams in the last four in Major League Baseball, which means we're going to look at two very solid teams in the World Series. I can see any of those four teams winning it. While the Dodgers are head and shoulders above everybody else now in terms of numbers, when it gets down to a seven-game series and you're looking at pitching staffs and you're looking at three and four good starters on every team, I think we're looking at some outstanding baseball in the postseason and specifically in the World Series if everything goes according to plan.
You know, John, you know, there are so many things we can talk about with baseball. One of them is, you know, as we head into the postseason, we know who the good teams are. We know who's going to be there. You know, you're mentioning the Braves, Dodgers, Yankees, Astros. Going into the next season, I mean, there are some teams that played well this year that kind of surprised me, Baltimore being one of them. Is going into next season, are the expectations in Baltimore lifted? I mean, I believe they are, but, I mean, they got some young talent, and I'm just going to say it because I'm a little biased for this guy. Their catcher, Adley Rutschman, is an Oregon State Beaver. He was an All-American. He won titles there, and he's playing well once he got called up. But there's other guys that go along with him in Baltimore. Is Baltimore, one, they're a good feel-good story, but two, are they going to be a possible threat going into the 2023 season?
Well, you've got to look at the fact that they improved so much this season. And to your point, Rutschman came up partway through the season. I think he's kind of got himself into the Rookie of the Year race. I don't think he's going to win it. I think Rodriguez in Seattle kind of had such a big lead there that I don't think anyone's going to catch him. But Rutschman's hitting .260. He's got 12 home runs, 40 runs batted in, on-base percentage of .365. He's a big part of that Oriole revival. Yes, they played much better this year than anybody could possibly have expected. I expect that to continue, but as we know, that's a very competitive division, and right now they're still in fourth place, so there's three teams ahead of them that are very good. We know the Boston Red Sox, who are behind them, are not going to sit on their laurels, and they're going to do something to try and improve that team. So Baltimore definitely is going to be a more competitive team next year. The team that surprised me just as much as Baltimore, though, Mike, is Cleveland. You know, Cleveland's sitting here now with an elimination number of two over what a team that we all thought was going to walk away with that division, and that is the Chicago White Sox, who have been very streaky and very much struggling most of the season. The Guardians have won 85 ball games, 85 and 67, a nine-game lead over a team that we thought was a pretty good team in the Chicago White Sox. As I mentioned, they could clinch it today if they win and the White Sox lose. So I think that's been a bit of a surprise, too. Terry Francona doing an excellent job with Cleveland. I think that's a team that we need to look at next year as well. So if you're asking me about the American League, I think two teams that sort of played a lot better than we thought they would this year and look like they're going to progress even further next year would be the Cleveland Guardians and the Baltimore Orioles.
Again, that's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball, and it's interesting that you just went to the Central, American League Central, because that was kind of where my head was going. And the point I want to make is, you know, we look at a lot of these divisions, and there isn't a lot of, like, excitement, let's be honest. And things are so status quo, if you will, right? Like, the Yankees are always at the top. Houston is always at the top. The Braves and the Mets have been there. I guess the Phillies have been there, too. But, you know, Marlins and Nationals, yeah, the Nationals had their year. But for the most part, I think you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Cardinals are always at the top in the Central, right? The Dodgers are always at the top in the West, okay? But I think, in general, what happened in the Central this year was actually good for baseball, was good for those cities, right? Because you had the Minnesota Twins, who were, like, on top of it in the beginning, and everyone was like, whoa, how are we doing this in Minnesota? We're really not going to be that good, but we got some how do we have a chance, right? And then before you knew it, the Chicago White Sox were kind of making a little bit of a run. And now the Cleveland Guardians are all of a sudden 9 games ahead of the White Sox and 11 games ahead of Minnesota. This division has been upside down all season long, John.
It has. And, you know, the Minnesota Twins got off to a great start, but quite frankly, since the end of May, they've been playing sub-500 baseball. That's a team that has disappointed me, and not because I'm a Twins fan and not because I follow the Twins on an everyday basis, but I thought that was a team that made great strides last season. I thought it was a team that was going to give Cleveland and Chicago a real good run for their money this year, and they have just tailed off. And I also thought that at the trade deadline, the Twins did one of the better jobs in shoring up what I thought were holes in their roster. It's actually been just the opposite. They've actually fallen apart since the trade deadline. I'm disappointed in what I've seen with the Twins. They won yesterday, but so they're 4 games under 500, but a couple of days ago they were 5 games under 500. And if we'd have said in May that we thought the Twins were going to be 5 games under 500 in the middle of September, I think we would have all kind of questioned what we were thinking of, what we were looking at, because the Twins looked like a much more solid ball team than one that was going to be 5 games under 500. So Central's been an interesting division. I'm not going to say Cleveland is going to win it by default, but I think they've been hurt by, I think they've been helped by, in addition to their own good play, I think they've also been helped by the lackluster performance of the White Sox and the lackluster performance of the Minnesota Twins. We won't talk about Kansas City and Detroit because we knew going into the season that, those were a couple of huge rebuilding projects that were underway but a long ways from being completed. So I think that's a very interesting division. It's not as competitive as the rest, but it's competitive as the rest for a different reason. The Yankees, the Blue Jays, and Tampa Bay have all got good records. The Cardinals and the Brewers have got good records. The Mets and the Braves have got good records. The American League Central is a little different.
I agree. John, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll catch up next week. Have a great day.
My pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, Professor of Sports, breaking down Major League Baseball the way nobody does. We love this guy. We can't thank him enough. We got to take a break. We'll break down what's going on in college football and this Boston Celtics situation on the way back. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save.
To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
All righty. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Tons of talk about in the sports world. We do need to break down some college football, and we do need to talk some Ime Udoka situation there in Boston. I know it's near and dear to you. It's a crazy situation. Let's just keep it real. Like you said, Georgia did what they do. Alabama does what they did. Ohio State does what they do. Michigan, it was a lot closer than it should have been, probably with a Maryland football team that was gritty, gutty, and up for the task and the challenge. Clemson, Wake Forest, one of the better games of the day, Mike. 51-45 there. Yeah. Overtime. Great, great game, to be honest with you. K-State beating Oklahoma, I think that's obviously huge because people had high expectations for Oklahoma. I mentioned this in the opening, Oregon State giving USC all they could handle in the Pac-12 after dark, but USC does come away with that one. They get the late touchdown. Oregon State has a late interception. The rest is history. Kentucky beats a Northern Illinois team that they probably should have destroyed, but it was only an 8-point game. A&M and Arkansas, that was a wild game, dude. Arkansas gets out to that.
That was crazy.
Yeah, Arkansas gets out to that quick lead. They wind up having a couple of, like, bad things happen. Texas A&M takes over, and the momentum that they had in the second and third quarter was enough. They didn't need to do much more after that. Tennessee and Florida, that got exciting. That got fun to watch. Tennessee might be back on the map, man. It's kind of cool to see that, too. 38-33, that's the final there. NC State beats UConn, no surprise there. Utah comes into ASU after the Herm Edwards project is now done over and finished, and Utah does what they do. They win 34-13 over A-State. Penn State beats Central Michigan. Oregon, Washington State, that was a good one, dude. Holy hell. I know you're not a Ducks fan, but that was kind of cool watching them come back the way that they were able to come back, okay? So good to see them kind of coming up with the goods late in the ballgame. Ole Miss beats Tulsa. Baylor gets it done over Iowa State. That was a good football game, too, to be honest with you. Washington beats Stanford. BYU beats Wyoming. Texas Tech gets that. That was a wild one, too, by the way. Another overtime football game. That was a good one. Pittsburgh, 45-24 over Rhode Island. Middle Tennessee State beats Miami, the U. And our boy in Santa Monica, M-I-A-M-I-S-M. That's all I'm going to say about that guy because he's a U of M guy. I don't know if we'll be hearing from him for a while after they lose when they're a 25-point favorite to Middle Tennessee State. I ain't mad at you. Anyways, bro, talk to me a little bit about college football and how up and down teams are and how big of a gap there is from the top to the bottom, dude. It's insane to me.
Yeah, there is a huge gap between the top teams and and everybody else. Obviously, like I said at the beginning, Georgia, Alabama, the Buckeyes. You know, Michigan's game was a little closer. That was a fun game to watch. I was watching that game with my son, and we're like, "Wow, this is, you know, we didn't expect this out of Maryland." The Clemson-Wake Forest game was fun. It went to overtime, like you said. But the disparity between the Georgias and the Alabama and the Ohio States of the world and the teams like even Clemson and even Michigan is huge. And when you take a look at the rankings, I don't expect the rankings to be altered all that much. I mean, they'll probably stay about the same as they have been. Because look, all the top teams won. They just did. And when you do what you're supposed to do, even if sometimes it may be a little closer, you're gonna stay basically where you're at. The USC Oregon State game, I don't know. I don't want to say I was having plenty of beverages towards the end of the game because I was thinking, or my Beavs are going to pull off another upset over USC. But USC kind of showed why they're USC. They came back, and the Beavs' late game interception that kind of sealed the deal for them. The Texas A&M game, you got to feel for that field goal kicker from Arkansas. Holy good hell right there. That was insane. Yeah. He hits the top of the crossbar. How many times? You don't see that much, and it bounces towards the field, on the field. Most of the time, that ball 6 inches to the left, they win. They just win the game. Utah was a 15-point favorite coming in here to Tempe. ASU season is over. That's just a disaster, what's going on there in Tempe. I hear other Sun Devil fans going, this might be the worst Sun Devil team in 40 years. And I tell people, I'm like, look, they haven't really all been that great since I've lived in the Valley of the Sun. They've had a couple of years where they've had some good teams, made some runs at, some decent bowl games. But for the most part, it's mediocrity central in Tempe. So there's lots of craziness, but Dorf, you hit something on the head. Anybody that takes on Georgia right now, yeah, good luck. Anybody that takes on Alabama right now, good luck, because we could have an all SEC, championship game again.
Yeah.
And I know for a lot of people that gets redundant. We're going to 12 teams here in a couple of 2-3 years with the playoff. But for right now, if the best four teams are the best four teams and two of them are from the same conference, I have absolutely no problem with it, because that's all you want at the end of the day are the four best teams in the playoff. But at the same time, you like to see, some infused new blood coming in. Like last year, there was Cincinnati and stuff. Not that Cincinnati had a huge chance, but it was a new team.
Sure. All right. Speaking of new, we've got to move on, because hour two is all dedicated to talking all NFL. And we need to get this discussion in before we get out of this hour. The Boston Celtics situation with Ime Udoka and what we're finding out as we continue to hear more about the investigation. I don't like to do this. I really don't. But I think Ime Udoka is a pretty... He's a shady dude. I'm sorry, but there's no other way to say it, man. After what we're learning more and more about this whole situation, the vice president's wife. I mean, come on, dude. What's going on here, Mike Wilson? This ain't good. This is really bad. And at the beginning, I was kind of like, we shouldn't really care. It's a consensual thing. But now that we're learning more and more about this, it's shady. It's sneaky. It's pretty bad, bro. I'm sorry, but I wouldn't trust Ime Udoka as far as I can throw him, dude. And with my bad knees, I probably shouldn't be throwing anybody.
You shouldn't be throwing anything. but look, when the story first came out, we didn't know that much, but all we knew was this was a consensual relationship, the whole thing. And I'm like, there has to be more to this, because if it was consensual, who really gives a rat's patootie about it besides you know, the people directly involved with it. Yeah, it's a bad thing. You never want to cheat on your spouse or your significant other in any way at any time. But you and I both know, look, things happen, you know, and I'm not going to get into Udoka's personal life and comment on that. That's his personal life, and he's going to pay the price for that. He's absolutely going to pay the price for that with his significant other, with his wife, and his family. But at the same time, look, this is shady. An executive's wife, look, you don't want to, you know what, where your food's made, right?
Yeah. And, well, you don't dip the company pen in company ink. I mean, that's the truth, man. Like you're saying,
right.
Dude. At the end of the day, this is wrong on so many levels. And I think that, like, when it first came out, I was so taken back by this. And I'm like, look, this is his personal life and we shouldn't be getting involved. But at the same time, when you hear about what's going on here, it's, you know, this female staffer affair with the Celtics coach was uncovered by her husband when he overheard a private conversation on a home doorbell camera. Like, come on, man. You can't make this stuff up. And like, for people to have the audacity to do stuff like this. And then you heard about,
right,
she cut it off and he was not willing to really let it die off. Like, this is wrong on a lot of levels, man. And I know it takes two to tango, but after I've learned a little bit more about this situation, I got to ask you, would you want Ime Udoka back with the Boston Celtics, or do you think that this is something that scars this guy for the rest of his life? Because how can you trust this guy? Like, if you're an executive and you know, you have a wife, like, do you trust this guy to be in the same room with your wife moving forward? It's a serious question, right?
No, it's absolutely a serious question. And for right now, you know, we all know that Udoka is suspended for the year. This is an executive's wife. Why is he not fired? Like, what kind of pull doesn't this guy, this executive, have to fire Udoka? Now, I know there's probably a little bit of union stuff that goes with this, and there's probably negotiations going on, and they got to deal with all that kind of thing. But at the same time, I don't – and I've been a Celtic fan since I was a kid. Okay, it's been a long time. I ride and die with my Celtics. You know that. I wear green all the time. Boston green, not Oregon green. Let's just make that put that out there. But, you know, at the same time, it's one of those things. This shows me a side of him that none of us knew. And right now, being the loyal fan that I am, I don't want him in the program. I don't want him a part of the Boston Celtic organization, a storied franchise. That this kind of stuff does not happen. And we got to set a little bit of a precedent here for maybe other people around the league that may be doing something they shouldn't be doing and be like, look, let's get rid of Ime. Let's get rid of Udoka. He's not a true Celtic. It's not how we behave. This is not what we do. And to suspend him for the whole year and kind of leave him teetering a little bit, just fire him and be done with it.
Here's what's crazy, bro. The Boston Celtics, during the offseason, were looked at as the team to beat in the East. Now you got problems with Robert Williams. You have the Ime Udoka situation.
Yeah.
And Tatum Brown may want the hell out of Boston. It's not good right now in Beantown. Let's go Milwaukee Bucks, baby. We got to take a break anyways. We'll come back and wrap up this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies.
Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Alrighty, everyone, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfone Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. Hanging out with me is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfone Sports. Facebook, Dorfone Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfone Sports there. Speaking of real, did you see the new real NBA player rankings this season, Mike Wilson? Have you happened to check them out, my friend, or what?
No, I haven't checked that out yet. I haven't gone into the player rankings.
Okay,
you know.
So
who's number one?
I'm just going to ask you, who do you think is number one, my friend? Is it LeBron? Is it KD? Is it Giannis? Is it Embiid? Who's number one? Dude, you tell me.
Has to be Giannis. To me, it's Giannis.
It is. It's Giannis. He got rated the number one. You got, like, Kevin Durant outside of the top five. He's at, like, number eight. People are all in, you know, they have their panties all in a bunch about that. You got LeBron outside of the top five, maybe, for the first time. I think he's number six or something like that. I don't know if I buy into that one, I'll be honest with you, because when LeBron James is playing, to me, he's always going to be a force to be reckoned with. But at the end of the day, I like you said in the beginning, I don't know how much it matters. I don't know how much I care about it. What I care about is getting that ring at the end of the day, okay? And I also care about Chris Middleton staying in Milwaukee when they offer him whatever it is that they're going to offer him. And I'm going to assume that he, Giannis, and Drew are going to want to stick around together for a long time. And quite frankly, dude, buckle up, because I think this NBA season is going to be absolutely on fire. Oh.
No, absolutely it will. It absolutely will.
I agree. All right, the music is rolling out. That means you and I better get the heck to a commercial break, pay some bills. But keep it close. Hour one in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. All about the NFL here on the Dole Farm Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dole. We'll be back. Goodbye.
USA Radio News.
A manhunt is underway for a gunman who shot three people at an amusement park in Pennsylvania on Saturday. Three people, including a juvenile male, were hit after an altercation between two groups of teenage males at the Kennywood Amusement Park. The park said in a statement that it is, quote, working with local law enforcement. A state of emergency has been extended in Florida as Tropical Storm Ian is expected to strengthen before reaching the state Monday. Governor Ron DeSantis initially declared a state of emergency on Friday and decided to extend that order Saturday, citing, quote, foregoing conditions which are projected to constitute a major disaster. Dangerous storm surge, heavy rainfall, flash flooding, strong winds, hazardous seas, and isolated tornadic activity for Florida's peninsula and portions of the Florida Big Bend, North Florida, and Northeast Shore is headed that way, according to the National Hurricane Center. North Korea filed a ballistic missile towards the sea off its east coast on Sunday. The launch comes after the arrival of the nuclear-powered American aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan in South Korea and ahead of a planned visit to Seoul this week by Vice President Kamala Harris. It was the first time the South carried out such a launch. Here we go again. There was no ticket sold with all six numbers in the latest drawing of the multi-state Mega Millions lottery, and the estimated jackpot for Tuesday's drawing will grow to $325 million. This is USA Radio.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Hundreds of thousands of Canadians were without power on Saturday after former Hurricane Fiona slammed into the county's Atlantic Providence, causing what officials called a shocking and devastating amount of damage. Mayor Mike Savage.
We've had an apartment building roof collapse. 100 people have had to move out, evacuated to a comfort center.
The damage is likely the worst ever seen in the Providence, and the recovery will take weeks or longer, according to Premier Dennis King. No deaths associated with the storm have been reported. Queen Elizabeth II's name is inscribed next to her parents, George VI, and his wife Elizabeth, as well as her husband, Prince Philip, at the King George VI Memorial Chapel. The ashes of the Queen's sister, Princess Margaret, are also housed there. The stone is hand-carved out on Belgian black marble and features brass letters. Virtual reality glasses are helping surgery patients experience less pain. A study of patients undergoing surgery found that those who were immersed in virtual reality glasses during the procedure were calmer, managed to recover faster, and used less anesthetic. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, pulling you through another one. And this hour, we're talking all NFL, baby. Week 3 is here, and there are a ton of great games on the docket for the day and all kinds of storylines. We got Brady and Rodgers. We got Tua, and we got Josh Allen. We got a lot of great action to be discussing and diving into today, Mike Wilson. And, brother, buckle up, because expect the unexpected, my friend.
Absolutely expect the unexpected. If the first 2 weeks didn't tell us anything, it told us that, to expect the unexpected. You know, Pittsburgh winning crazy in week one, and then just, I can't even talk about what the Steelers look like on Thursday night, and Miami doing what they did last week. And, you know, look, there's a bunch of tough teams out there right now, but for my money, you know, my favorite team, the Miami Dolphins, are playing the best team in the NFL this week, and the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. So, you know, the fish better buckle up today, because I think it could be a rough one for them.
Yeah, the Titans looking to get off the schneid. The Raiders looking to get off the schneid. Both those teams are 0-2. The Colts 0-2. Matty Ice looks like he should be relaxing and resting instead of playing football. So, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff to break down and get into. Keep it close, everybody. All about the NFL on this hour here of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it real, real close.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Hi, Tom Baudette with a shout-out to Uncle Rick. You know him. He shows up at the family reunion in a muscle shirt without muscles, stealing noses off the kids' faces. He brings a nugget of wisdom, too, like staying at Motel 6. They have clean, comfortable rooms where he can kick off his flip-flops and great low rates, which is handy since he's always saving up for a speedboat or something. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you, Rick.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10-1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy hanging out with me, tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways, people. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike Wilson, so some really, really solid storylines for the day when you think about it. Green Bay Packers playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You got Tom and Aaron going at it one more time. They don't have their normal weapons because a lot of guys are banged up. On a positive note for Aaron Rodgers, it looks like he's going to have his blindside guy back, and that's David Bakhtiari. It looks like he's going to be able to give the game a go, at least that's what they're hoping for. No Sammy Watkins. He's out. He's on the IR. Dude can't stay healthy. Maybe that's why he was so expendable there for the Kansas City Chiefs. Lazard coming back. Some other guys banged up for the Packers. A lot of guys banged up for Tom Brady on his offense. What kind of a game are you expecting out of this one, bro? I'm kind of expecting an ugly, maybe a special teams or a defensive play type game, because I think these guys are going to rely heavily on their running games, Fournette, and then for the Packers, that two-headed monster of Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon.
Yeah, no, I see it the same way as you do. This could be just not ugly in terms of weather or anything like that, but just ugly in terms of being a defensive tight game, even though you got two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time playing in it. I mean, there's lots of X factors in this, and I'll tell you what, like the two-headed monster of Jones and
AJ Dillon. Why,
you just said his name, AJ Dillon. Thank you. I don't know. My brain just went on overload. I kind of like that because for right now it's working for your pack. But Jones, to me, I just love watching him because he runs so hard and he hits the hole very hard, and it looks like he's just going downhill right when he gets the ball. I've always loved backs like that. So today's game is going to be interesting. You know, there's no Mike Evans and all that, which, I don't know how you feel about that. I was like, I don't think he needed to be suspended or anything like that. And then, the other guy doesn't get suspended or fined or anything. I'm like, well, he's kind of the one that started it. Evan just is the one that finished it the way he did. So,
all right, hold on.
And then,
Hold on. I got to put you in check. Hold on. I got to put you in check right there because you got this wrong. I'm sorry, but you got it wrong. I don't know what in the hell you were watching when you watched that whole thing take place, okay? So the instigator was actually Tom frickin' Brady, all right, bro? That was the actual – he was the guy that started everything. He's the instigator. So then what happens is this is a repeat offense by Mike Evans, dude, okay? So you make sure you do your homework on all this stuff. This ain't the first time he's gone after Lattimore, okay? If you looked at what happened with these guys in the past and their history, that was a blind shot. That was a dude taking a cheap shot. I'm sorry. I don't care if they're playing the Green Bay Packers or they're playing the Miami Dolphins, dude. Mike Evans should not be playing. The suspension was absolutely warranted, in my humble opinion, dude. This is a repeat offense. This is a guy going after a guy a couple of times. And the way that he hit him, thank God that Lattimore didn't get hurt, but that could have blown the guy's back out, that hit. So Tom Brady, the instigator, yeah, Mike Evans came in and did the dirty work. But, dude, that was an absolute blindside shot, and he deserved what he got for it, in my humble opinion.
Okay. All right. Settle down. Take some caffeine. Just relax a little bit. So, like, Lattimore didn't have anything to do. Lattimore said something to Brady to get Brady to react the way he did. So, we can split hairs about
okay,
this.
Okay, dude, you can talk. Hey, hold on. You can talk trash to people. It doesn't mean that somebody needs to come in and blindside you. So again, you're taking it out of context, dude.
I'll give you that. But to say that Brady started it, I mean, look, we can look at videotape all day long. Lattimore said something. Should Brady just walked away and just said, look, dude, shut up, and then just kind of kept going? Sure, but Lattimore.
Let me ask you something. Do you think Tom Brady was going to push Lattimore around? Answer that honestly. Was Tom Brady just going to talk a little smack?
Oh, Tom Brady was going to talk a little smack, but obviously he got set off a little bit by what Lattimore said. And what, there's different things of this that I've seen where it's like one of the coaches said something like, hey, they're going out. He's kind of going after Brady a little bit. And, I'll give you that what Evans did, he shouldn't have done. And, he could have seriously hurt him with what he did. But at the same time, to say Brady started this, I don't see it that Brady started it. He kind of got involved when – look, it's Tom Brady. He could have went the high road and maybe tossed his smack and then walked away and said what he said and be done with it, and we wouldn't be sitting here talking about this. But Lattimore had his play in this for sure. Now what Evans did, sure, yeah, it's bad. I've seen worse, and people get fined and all that. So We'll disagree disagree on this one.
Let's agree to disagree on this one, bro, because at the end of the day, you're not selling me very well with your argument. But I did this for a reason. I wanted to start with the old guys because now I want to go with the two best young quarterbacks, at least right now, in the NFL, and that is obviously Tua and Josh Allen. They're ranked number one and number two. Not only are they ranked number one and number two, but they've got the three best, again, as far as yards and stuff go, they've got the three best wide receivers in the league right now playing in this very football game with Waddle and Tyreek Hill, and then on the other side, Stephon right. Diggs. Okay, so Buffalo's got a bunch of guys banged up in this game. Micah Hyde, I just saw this. I don't know if you saw this, but he's out for the year, dude. I think that's going to be a big hit for their secondary. They're playing a lot of young guys in the secondary. So I think in general, that's going to be fun to watch. And as long as the front four for the Buffalo Bills can continue to get that pressure that they're getting on the offensive line and the quarterbacks, I think they're going to be okay. But if they don't, then that back end is going to be really, really tested. And the reason it's going to be really, really tested is because they've got to go up against Waddle and they have to go against Tyreek Hill. They've got a lot of weapons. They got Edmund. They got tight ends. You name right. it. I'm telling you right yeah. now, this Tua has an arsenal of weapons that he can go to. It's good to see this guy finally have weapons because now maybe all the chatter about the funny way he throws the ball, this, that, and the other about him, maybe all that nonsense will stop. But what gives in this football game, Mike?
I think it comes down to the defensive line of Buffalo and how physical that Miami offensive line is going to be if they get intimidated. Because you mentioned it. Look, Buffalo, that defensive line and those linebackers and even those safeties. Look, Buffalo's defense is legit. Like that is a serious defense for a serious team that's trying to make a run at a Super Bowl. And I think, you know, Tua – you know, look, Tua got a little lucky last week with all the stuff that Baltimore did wrong. And did he
sure.
take advantage of it? Absolutely. But Baltimore choked that game away last week.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of choking going on in the first couple of weeks, to be honest with you. And we've seen some
right.
Super Bowl hangovers, too, like for the Cincinnati Bengals. The Rams got off to a slow start. So, yeah. It's the NFL, man. It stands for not for long, if you didn't know. We got to take a break.
Right.
He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and I love the fact that you and I are arguing a little bit today because that makes for good radio. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Fun Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. He is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways, people. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Just going to run through the games for people in case you don't know. Texans playing the Bears. I don't know how much intrigue there is in that one. But they're going to play the game anyway. Raiders playing the Titans. Both teams 0-2. I think that that's obviously something that neither one of those teams probably expected for them. Chiefs playing the Colts. Colts, another 0-2 football team. I don't necessarily think that they felt that they'd be in this predicament with Matty Ice now in control for them. Bills playing the Dolphins and maybe the game of the day. Lydowns playing the Vikings. Lydowns' offense is on fire, to be honest with you. I expect a ton of points in that football game. Ravens playing the Patriots. Interesting game there. Ravens blew it last week. Mike, you alluded to that earlier in the program. Patriots got themselves a victory and going to be a tough place for the Ravens to play in general. Bill Belichick always has great defensive schemes. We know that. Bengals trying to get a win, first one of the year, playing the Jets, usually a pretty good opportunity, but Jets are riding high, baby, after that big win in Cleveland when they stole one, let's be honest there. Eagles playing the Commanders. Eagles have been really, really good. Will it continue? I guess that's going to be the question about Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles all season long or until good gets bad or whatever happens. Saints playing the Panthers. I think the Saints have a lot to go out and play for after that lackluster performance they put up against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, not really putting much on the board. I think they scored 10 points, but they got a cheapie late in the game. So Panthers need a win too. So I'm kind of watching that game. Jaguars playing the Chargers. I guess what's interesting here, Mike, is will Justin Herbert be able to go after taking the shot to the ribs, on that Thursday night game? Jags riding high. They got a victory, man. I don't know if people thought that they were going to get a victory that early in the season. Rams, Cardinals. Will the Rams come and run it up all over the Cardinals? I don't know. We'll see. Cardinals came back from 20 points down last week. One of those crazy games you're talking about from, you know, teams kind of blowing it. I'd say the Raiders blew it. Falcons playing the Seahawks in another game that probably not too many people are interested in. Packers, Buccaneers, we talked about that. Speaking of storylines, this is a great one. 49ers playing the Broncos, right? And we didn't really talk about that situation. We will now. Cowboys and the Giants, that's the Monday nighter. But okay, bro, so we knew it was coming at some point in time. We just didn't necessarily think it was going to come this way or in this form, right, where Trey Lance breaks his ankle and he's out for the year, and into the rescue is good old Jimmy G because the guy knows how to win and they're actually in a better situation now, but 49er fan is too stupid to even realize they're in a better situation now. So we try to educate them all the time, but they always wind up getting angry and upset at me. But look, dude, at the end of the day, I ain't freaking mad at you, but I'm telling you the truth. You're better off with Jimmy G than you are with Trey Lance, at least at this moment in time. And now I like the 49ers to not only be a much better football team, but I like them to win the division too, Mike. So they've gone from being a mediocre team with Trey Lance and honestly winning somewhere between, let's say, 6 and 10 games to now where I think that they win 10, 11, maybe even 12 games. They have a chance to have the best record in the NFC. They have a chance to win the Super Bowl. Like, what the hell were these people smoking and thinking in the first place? But at the end of the day, it worked out the way that you and I thought it would, didn't it?
No, exactly. And the thing is, with Niner fans or any other kind of fanboys with any of their teams, they get all wrapped up in the young stud that has all this potential. Okay, I'm going to emphasize the word potential.
Right.
We don't know what Trey Lance really is. He hasn't played a lot of football in the last, what, since college. He played one year at North Dakota State, not exactly the bastion of, you know, heavy duty competition. And then he's had to sit behind Jimmy G. And so we don't know exactly what we have with Trey Lance, but we know what we have with Jimmy G. Yeah, does Jimmy G do some crazy stuff from time to time? Yeah, but a lot of the quarterbacks in the NFL, sometimes you're left scratching your head in terms of why'd they throw that? What are they doing here? But we know what we get with Jimmy G. We get a chance to go to the Super Bowl. We know we get a chance to go deep in the playoffs. We know we get a chance to possibly win the NFC Western Division. So for these people to be like, oh, God, the season's over. Season ain't over. Season's just getting rolling. And Jimmy G, I love Jimmy G's reaction when they pointed out, hey, look, you're going to make about $350,000 a game in bonus money because of this, that, and the other. And all he did was just sit there and give just one of those cheesy-ass grins like anybody would. In this situation. But I guarantee you when he steps in that huddle for the 49ers and looks those players and our offensive line in the eye, they know what they got. They know that this guy wins games for them. And at the end of the day, you and I both know that is what professional sports is all about. Did you win or did you freaking lose? And Jimmy G wins more than he loses. You know, I kind of expect, you know, we'll get into our picks later in the show, but I kind of expect that for the 49ers to put up a pretty good fight in Denver, if not win that game as well. So, you know, sometimes you just got to educate people, and sometimes you just, you know, like me, sometimes you just let people keep their mouth shut and you just kind of shake your head and you move on.
I like the 49ers a lot against Denver. I think the decision-making of Hackett has been extremely questionable thus far, as he is now a head coach for the Denver Broncos. And just in general, like you're saying, you know what you get with Jimmy G. I heard an interview. I don't know who the player was, but they were talking about the offense and will it be run much different? And basically, in a nutshell, the player said no. He said, does Trey Lance add an element with his legs that Jimmy G doesn't? Yes. But as far as the playbook goes, we don't really need to change it much at all. So expect the playbook to be wide open for Jimmy G. And you know what else to expect? Expect Jimmy G to raise the level of his game and show people a little something, bro. Like, come on, dude. At the
Absolutely.
End of the day, I think we're underestimating this guy and his value quite a lot, to be honest with you. So I've never understood the whole problem with Jimmy G. You've never understood it. There's a lot of other people that have never understood it, but we're always looking for the next best thing. And in a weird way, dude, this is the truth, okay? Whether people want to hear this message and understand it, it's okay. I don't care. I really don't care because I ain't mad at you. But here's the truth. They were put in a position, the 49ers, to put Trey Lance in, whether he was ready or not, because of the way that they moved up in the draft to get this guy. So at the right. end of the day, you get what you get. They made this move. They had to play this guy. But at the end of the day, the better dude was sitting on the bench. And now the better dude is playing. So you are in a better position, 49er fan. I'm sorry to inform you, but that is the truth. That is the facts. They have now got themselves in a situation where they're going to win more and they're going to be a threat. Okay, speaking of that, and I like them now to win the division. Let's talk Rams right. and Cardinals for a second. You know, I think Matty Stafford has fallen in love with Cooper Kupp, okay? And I think the biggest thing for Matty Stafford is to remember that he has other guys that are extremely capable of putting up great right. numbers, and that he has to understand that Cooper Kupp is one guy, okay? He's gonna attract a lot of attention. So you have Allen Robinson, who you went out and got. Like, throw that dude the ball. He's a great player. He'll make plays for you. So throw Higbee the ball. He's a very, very good yep. tight end. He's going to make plays for you. I think that Stafford needs to lose his focus a little bit on Cooper Kupp and look to spread the wealth to other guys. As far as the Cardinals go, do they build momentum from the game that they stole in Las Vegas, down 20 points? Why, Kyler made some amazing plays. Like, honestly, dude, I really hammer the guy a lot, okay? But when the guy does what he did late in that ball game against the Raiders, I got to give credit where credit is due. And quite frankly, he impressed me with the throws that he was making. He impressed me with his presence that he had to keep plays alive, extend them with his legs, and not necessarily looking to run, but looking to find an open passing lane. Like, I saw some good stuff from Kyler. Do the Cardinals build momentum? Do the Rams continue their dominance over the Cardinals? What happens?
Well, look, I tend to think that the Rams are going to continue their dominance over the Cardinals. I don't know what to expect out of the Cardinals from week to week. Look, yeah, they stole that game last week, but for the first for the first three quarters?
Yeah, no, I agree.
I mean, it was Raider Nation. They just win, baby. I mean, that's.
Keep your thoughts, because we got to take a break. I hear the music. Sorry to cut you off. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Picks coming on the other side. Keep it close.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, live every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Get at us a couple few different ways, by the way. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. At this time, we do our picks. We run through the games and tell you our thoughts and opinions as to what may or may not happen. Let's start with the Texans and the Bears getting it off in Chicago. The Bears are a favorite at home. Not surprised. You got Mills playing against Justin Fields, and I think it's going to be a pretty ugly football game. I do think the Bears' defense is okay. Texans' defense is actually okay, too. Points are going to be pretty hard to come by, I think, in this football game. I'm going to take the Bears just slightly, maybe winning by a field goal.
See, you know, we're going to disagree again. I'm going to take the Texans in a field goal game, like you said. I'll go the other way with it. I just think the Bears they're not very good as it is. I think the Texans may be a little better today because the expectations in Houston are not that great. But I've seen some things out of Houston, the way they play, the way they attack on defense a little bit, that I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give the Texans the benefit of the doubt in their game with the Bears.
All right, we don't see eye to eye. I like it. Raiders playing the Titans. Both these teams need a victory really, really badly. Let's be honest here. Yeah. However, I think the difference is the Raiders just have more weapons, okay? Titans obviously have the big running back. We know that, Derrick Henry. But they lost A.J. Brown. And I think the offense has been troublesome because of that, to be honest with you. I'm taking the Raiders. I think it's a close game, but I think the Raiders figured out how to get a victory.
No, I do too. I think it's Raider Nation today. You know, look, I've heard people go, you know, go from one extreme with Ryan Tannehill to the next. I've never liked the guy, you know, for obvious reasons. I just don't. He's okay. He's not as special as people make him out to be sometimes. I think it's Raider Nation all day today.
Chiefs playing the Colts. Like I said here before, Colts really need a victory badly. Unfortunately, they're playing Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Right.
I think that, you know, week two, they slowed down a little bit. I think they get more like they were in week one. The Chiefs I'm talking about.
Right.
I don't know, you know, if Mahomes throws a touchdown to you, me, and everybody. But I do think that that's the way that they're going to be really successful, which is distributing and kind of passing it around because he's got a ton of weapons. And, yeah, he's got Kelce. We know about that. And he loves that guy. Look out for Clyde Helaire. That guy played pretty well. I think he's one of those guys that if he can stay healthy, it just adds such a great dimension for them with the running game so that Patrick doesn't have to do so much. I got the Chiefs. I think the Colts are going to struggle, man. Matty Ice probably just should have retired. I'm sorry, but so far, one touchdown, maybe two. I don't know. He looks pretty poor. He looks bad. I got the Chiefs, man.
Look, not to pile on with the Colts, but they lost one of their better linemen in Lewin the other day as well, so they're going to be down there. Kansas City, I think if they can get that balance out of the running back position like you were saying, it just creates a better offense, a smoother offense, and like you said, it keeps Mahomes from having to go, you know, full MVP mode, especially against a team like Indianapolis. And you have to look at Indianapolis and go, holy smokes, what the you-know-what happened to you guys? Because people expected more out of Indy. We're not seeing it. And like you said, I think Matty Ice should have just hung up the cleats and got a studio job somewhere. But I think it's Kansas City all day today.
All right, I hate to break the momentum, but I just need your input on this, okay? Because I'm putting my fantasy lineup in right now as we're doing our picks. I just picked up Kirk Cousins because I'm not sure if Justin Herbert is going to go today, right? So, and I got to make this – well, here's the problem, okay? So Kirk Cousins is playing early. Justin Herbert is playing late. But if Justin Herbert doesn't play, then I'm in trouble. Do you get what I'm saying? So should I make the move and just put Kirk Cousins in my starting lineup and take Justin Herbert out? I'm playing Justin Herbert like every week. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I want to play this guy, but with the injury, the way that Jacksonville goes after guys, like, their defense is pretty good. Should I make that switch? You tell me what to do, Mike Wilson. I'm going with your thoughts.
Oh, my God. I might be the last guy you might want to talk about with
fantasy. I know, but that's why I'm asking.
But look, hey, I would make the change. The uncertainty with Herbert would just drive me to be like, hey, I need somebody else today. So just play Kirk Cousins for what it's worth. And then hopefully Herbert, if he doesn't play today, comes back, next
week.
And
Kirk Cousins is going up against the Detroit Lions. So I think he'll have a decent day passing the ball. I just made the change. Thank you, brother. Okay. Bills playing the Dolphins in maybe the game of the day. Let's be honest, dude. Like, this is what we want to see. We want to see Tua going up against Josh Allen. We got those great wide receivers. He's got two of the three, two I'm talking about, with Hill and Waddle. And then on the other side, you got Stephon Diggs. You got an MVP candidate in Josh Allen. And quite frankly, we may be saying that about Tua if he can continue to do what he's doing. This is a game that I got my eyes on, dude. I'm a little worried about the back end of the Bills. I know that they're good. I think humidity could play a little bit of a factor in this. It's going to be warm. The Dolphins are a little bit more comfortable in that setting. I've told you this. I've told many this. The Dolphins are just a really, really good football team in the month of September. Ugh, I don't know who to take here. I really don't. You tell me first, and I'll go after you.
That's funny. You rely on me for, like, you know, fantasy and placing bets or, you know, whatever. But, you know, look, this game is going to have a lot of eyes on it, not only at Hard Rock Stadium in South Beach, but across the country. I think people are interested to see, can Miami do it 2 weeks in a row? Like, they being down 21 in the fourth quarter on the road at Baltimore, that was amazing. Has Tua gotten better? Yes. Why? Because he has Waddle and the Cheetah, and, you know, he has weapons, like you said, But this is one of those games that can make or break, not necessarily make or break the season for Miami, but it could tell us a lot about what we know and what we see out of Tua today going up against a top-rated team like this. I think most people are going to pick the Bills because they just think the Bills are the best team in football. I mean, I think the Bills are the best team in football right now. They've played that way. They've shown us what they can do. It almost looks like they're on a mission. But today,
you know what?
I'm going to go with my team. I'm going to go Miami's going to do it. Miami's going to pull a slight upset, 3 to 5 points, 6 points, somewhere in there. I think the humidity plays a role down in South Beach, so I'm going to go with the Dolphins today.
Yeah, see, like I'm so torn, man, because I love Josh Allen. Their defense is really, really banged up. That secondary, and I think that could be trouble for the Buffalo Bills when you think about those weapons he has. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm taking the Dolphins, man. I got your squad. Let's go Dolphins, baby. All right, Lydown's playing the Vikes. A lot of points, man. A lot of points in this football game.
Yep.
I think that the Lions could pull the upset. I really do. I think in my pick'ems right now, I have the Lions winning. Whew. I just don't know if they can win two games in a row. It's hard to – it's really tough. I'm going to take the Vikes at home. I think the Vikes win this one in a shootout.
One, take the over with this game for sure.
Yeah.
but two, I'm right there with you with this. You want to – look, the Lions have been so bad for so long, and you see them get a little bit of success. And I know, look, your team is in that same division. But there's a part of me that just kind of feels for the city of Detroit. You would like to see them have some success. I just don't think it comes today in Minnesota. I think Minnesota gets it done, like you said, in not a blowout, but there's going to be tons of points scored.
All right, we got to boogie through the rest of these. Ravens, Patriots. Right. Will the Ravens rebound? Can the Patriots keep it going? I think that Bill Belichick is going to have a great game plan. I know that J.K. Dobbins is back for the Ravens, which is good, but he's going to be on a limited pitch count to a certain degree. I'm taking the Patriots at home.
I'm going to take Baltimore. I think they're going to come out ticked off after doing what they choked away against Miami last week. I think Lamar is going to be focused. I think the Ravens get a W on the road.
All right, let's go with the Bengals and the Jets. Bengals have to win. I'm sorry, but there isn't much to say about this football game other than the Bengals have to win. I got the Bengals pulling this out.
Yeah, I got the Bengals as well. I think Joe Burrow has a big day, actually.
All right, Eagles and the Commanders. Look, we're going to find out if the Eagles are legit. I'm sorry, but that's the truth.
Right.
Like, they're going on the road now. They've played one on the road. They've played one at home. They've looked impressive as all hell. Carson Wentz actually playing extremely well. I know that they're 1-1. This is going to be a shootout too, man. I think it's a shootout. I'm going to take the Eagles to get it done on the road, though.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think Jalen Hurts is starting to come into his own a little bit. And the thing that I like about what they're doing in Philly, they're tailoring the offense around what Jalen Hurts does well. It's not he has to fit into them. That coaching staff is making them fit into what he does and what he can be successful with. I got Philly today.
Saints and Panthers. I'm going to go with the Panthers winning this one at home in a really, really tight one. I think the Saints took a huge step back against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, not being able to put up a lot of points, getting Jameis's face. Jameis is going to make some mistakes. At the end of the day, I think, you know, we're hopeful that this guy can turn it, but I think the Panthers are extremely hungry for a victory. They need one. Panthers today at home.
Yeah, I got the same team, Carolina winning as you do for the same exact reasons.
All right, so this one, we've got the Jags Chargers going at it.
Yeah.
Whether Herbert plays or not, I think that the Chargers should be able to pull this game out. It's going to be tight, but Jags are tough, man. Like, honestly, they've improved. Like,
yeah.
Trevor Lawrence is coming around in his second year. I wouldn't be shocked if the Jags can pull it off, especially if Herbert's not playing. But I think you're going to rely heavily on some of those weapons. I'm taking the Chargers at home.
Yeah, I got the Chargers at home, too. But it's nice to see Jacksonville being competitive. And look, this is what happens when you spend a little money on getting players in there.
All right, Rams or Cardinals? I got the Rams.
Rams all day. I just think that it's the
Falcons,
Rams. Yeah.
Hey, Falcons, Seahawks. I'm taking the Seahawks.
I'm going to take the Sea Chickens.
Packers and Broncos. Packers and Buccaneers. I'm taking the Buccaneers.
Yeah, Buccaneers at home today.
49ers over the Broncos. What say you?
49ers. Jimmy G, baby.
All right, we got to take a break. Come back with parting shots. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways. Not going to give you the phone number, but I will tell you the Twitter handles. Mike, Pigskin, Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports. At this time, we do our parting shots. Mike Wilson, my friend, you are up.
Look, I got a couple of them today. First one is, let's go Fish. Let's go Dolphins. This is a big game for the program, a big game for the organization, all the players. You can take down probably the best team in the NFL right now and just keep building momentum as we get deeper into the season. And my second one, Andy, is to my daughter, Taylor Wilson, up there at NAU. She is listening to the show. She is blowing up my phone with comments. She's like, she loves the energy on the show today, so we need to keep it going for that little girl getting her teaching degree at NAU.
I love it. Taylor, thank you for listening to us, and continue to do what you're doing up there at NAU. I love it. Dad's proud of you. Uncle Andy's proud of you, so I hope I gave you a smile on that one. Anyways, my parting shot is going out to the Green Bay Packers. Let's put it into play today, baby, right? Like, come on, Aaron Rodgers. You know, you're getting an opportunity to go up against the great Tom Brady. Neither one of you guys has your bevy of weapons that you usually have. However, with that being said, which one of you stars are going to shine more? And you know what? Josh Allen and Tua, put on a show for us, people, because the old guys to the new guys, I ain't mad at you. From Mike Wilson, John Poulter, Rob from the other side, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch y'all next week right here on the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition, everybody. Have a great day.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.